Three, two, one, live. All right. I think we're live. My theme song jamming.
I like it. DJ Dave made this, actually. It's pretty good. Boom.
Yeah, it took like an hour.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, thanks.
Just maybe put some dub just for the millennials. What, like a mixed version?
What kind of like?
No, like a boom.
Oh, yeah. The newer synth
Super
stuff.
Super distorted.
What's up, everybody? We're the Success Slayers, and I'm Blue Hair Dave.
Big Sean. Boom.
And today's episode, it's going to be nice, short and sweet. We kind of cut the time down on these. We think it's better to have this short, compact.
Absolutely.
So about 30 minutes, give or take.
And give us some feedback, too.
Yeah.
What do you guys like? What do you guys listen to? Because my attention span, Dave's is probably a lot longer than mine, but mine's short. Mine's short.
Mm-hmm. There's a reason for that.
What are you trying to say?
This episode is going to be about you need to start making periodic honest assessments about yourself. This episode might be slightly painful in that matter because this is a hard thing to do. Because we all need to make assessments about ourselves periodically, but you need to learn how to do it without judgment. So it seems like when I run across people, there's going to be like two camps almost. Everybody's different, but there are people that never do a personal assessment. Okay. And everything is everybody else's fault. Everybody else in the world is crazy. Everybody is to blame, right? This didn't go well because my boss is a jerk, or this and that, or this person, or everybody else driving on the road. Everybody's driving like maniacs today. They're all driving 80 miles per hour. Well, that's how fast everybody's driving. You're the one who's doing 50, right? But they're the blame, right? So I know I'll get hate mail about that one, but that is the law, by the way.
True, though.
And the other group of people are the people who are like, oh, I'm so sorry. I did that wrong. I messed up. I am a terrible person. So I'm terrible at this. So I'm never going to attempt it ever again because I did it once and I was terrible at it. I got news for you. Everybody's terrible at everything when they start it. So that's just the way it goes. Michael Jordan, he didn't even start his senior year or whatever.
I don't think he even made the team.
He did. It was like an exaggerated story, but he wasn't like a starter right away or something like that or whatever. But
let us know, MJ.
Yeah. So there are
big fan Mike.
Send me some shoes, and please. And so it seems like there's a continuum. I'm sure of people go one way or another, but it seems like the most obvious things are people that won't make an assessment because everybody's to blame except for themselves for everything that happens in their life, which is the completely opposite thing to do because anybody who's ever done anything, that's one that they realize that they're responsible for what happens in their life. Outside things happen, but they happen to everybody and everybody else on the planet. So what you do with those things is what decides if you play it. But then there's people that play a victim and it's always everybody else's fault. So they don't make an actual assessment. They're like, well, I was raised this way and that's why I'm going to stay this way, which is true. But if you know that, now it's all your fault, right? So people will be like, they're 40 and they're like, well, I'm unsuccessful and this and that. And my parents, I had a bad childhood. Okay. So from age 19 to 40, what happened? Was somebody else still giving you a bad childhood? No, you were an adult. So you just wasted 21 years or whatever it is. So, and then the other end is that people are just like, they're super self-conscious. And so they don't try anything. And they'll make assessments about themselves, but they'll do it and they'll also judge themselves.
Well,
and you don't want to judge yourself. You just want to make an honest assessment and say, this is what wrong. This went wrong. This went wrong. I did this incorrectly. I need to fix these four things. And then you go about trying to fix them.
Well, absolutely. And kind of going about self-judgment is like when I'm just going to kind of, because I was daydreaming, I had visuals just popping in my head
from
sports back in the day. Because I played our high school basketball team actually made it to states. I have a state ring. And we knew who the weak link was. You know what I mean? And it was up to you to fix that. Like, it was up to you to judge yourself being like, look, I know why I'm the one who's holding the team back or yourself back, whatever that aspect is. and I need to get better, whether I'm slow, I can't jump, I can't shoot for shit, I can't do a left-handed layup, whatever it may be. And for me, those are all big things I had to work on. I couldn't. But believe me, I got good. We all got good. And it was kind of since a young age, and especially maybe if you guys have ever played sports, you can kind of think back to that time too of, you know, who and if you played singles, that's even more, you can see that. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no one to blame but you. Nobody,
yeah.
But like tennis and other things like that.
The
but
court, the ball.
the damn wind.
The racket, the ball.
But yeah, so you can, and maybe not just sports. And I know I kind of relate to a lot of things back in sports, but that was one thing where you could just look at, this is what I need to do to get better, to make my team better. And you can take that and look at your whole, like, just say your business. Like, I'm waking up at 9 and I'm going to bed right then. I'm not doing shit. Well, that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing wrong. You know, you can identify that and make it better.
Mm-hmm.
Fix it.
Yeah. Or you might be spending all kinds of time. You think you're working, but you're really on Facebook arguing with people. That's the biggest one I see.
Because
in the digital world, people are like, I need to be on Facebook all day. Well, no, you don't. You need to spend an hour where you're only going to contact people or maybe help them online to drum up business or whatever it is. But you don't need to be arguing about everything all day long.
Look, everyone's a keyboard warrior and gets real ballsy behind the keyboard. But and if that's you and you're not willing to say that in real life, just stop. I mean, like, I don't even and I would say that shit in real life, and I don't even want to. Like, I don't have the time. Mm-hmm. Or the so if and you guys are probably like, oh, so if you can have the ability to not like engage in any of that, like it really clears your head a lot because you're like,
yeah.
Wow, that's
yeah. I made huge strides when I told myself I was going to stop arguing.
You can't
Facebook.
Change some people are just stupid. No, you can't.
Well,
fix
you'll
stupid.
Never you'll never change them.
You can't fix stupid.
But they say the same thing about whoever they're arguing against.
But you can right? sell so, to yeah, stupid. So yeah, that's great. So. Thank the internet.
So that's by the way targeting. So you should do a test.
It's an IQ test.
Do a test. This is funny. I did this once. So do a test. If you're already a digital marketer or doing whatever ads on Facebook, this is the beauty of it. So if you're one political side of the spectrum, the other, and you're a pretty hardcore person or whatever, you're always like, those people are idiots because both sides think that both sides are idiots.
It's great. I'm
do
so
an
funny.
Ad, okay, and make it for some bullshit product that only an idiot would buy. And then do targeting two different ways, okay? And don't even have the product. Just have like a thing where would you like information about this? We'll send you information.
Send you a bundle
right?
of information.
Right, so an email or whatever.
On how,
or click here,
how Obama
right?
just blah, 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 or whoever.
No, not
blah, blah,
even.
Blah.
Don't make it political. Just make it some bullshit product that only an idiot would buy. Like something just stupid that you think is super stupid. And then do a test and do one audience of only things that like super liberal people would be into, and then the right one where super right people would be into, and then see
like who, a what make America great hat.
No, yeah, like target. You could target Trump people and
can
Hillary
you?
People.
Oh, that's
and
great.
All.
I'm gonna
so,
target Trump.
Well,
because
they're interests, and then see which one gets more clicks.
Trump people.
See which.
Just kidding. I don't know that for. No, I don't know that for a fact.
Just do the test. Do,
I'm
do
not
a test.
As you guys can might tell with my little hicks
the
there.
Well, you don't want to alienate a third of the people watching. So.
However, I don't even. I mean, I'm not the biggest Trump fan. However, I think he's a genius in his marketing.
Oh, he's an excellent
wizard.
Marketer. He's a wizard marketer. Wizard. He's a carnival barker marketer. That's what his job is.
Great. Hey, we could admire that. We could admire that. That's a that you know.
Yeah, that's his job.
You can't hate. You can't
he's,
hate.
He's very good at that.
No, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys.
Yeah. Is it? So, is it good for democracy scapegoating certain groups of minorities? No.
Well, the people are saying, Dave, that...
the people say I'm the best. The people say I'm the best.
Our podcast is actually the best. The people are saying they listen to this all over the world.
We've heard. The people are telling us that this is the best podcast.
The majorities.
That we've done more in this podcast than any other podcast. People are telling us.
You'll ever come across, ever.
That's what people are telling us.
Ever.
The people. Okay. So so you need to make assessments. And we go off on that. We were okay. So and just go to getting fixing it and stop. Don't beat yourself up about it because that's what people do. They collapse into a pile or they become inactive completely. And they say, I can't do this. And the reason I write all these things down, these are all things I've faced personally. And I have to talk myself out of them. So that's why I find that they're relevant, because I can't be the only person experiencing these things. And then when I talk to people, if I'm advising them or something, these are the things that I kind of, all these things are listed, the paralysis by analysis and all these things. So don't hate yourself just because you took an assessment and you found that you were lacking. Everybody takes an assessment and finds they're lacking. Michael Jordan, playing the top of his basketball game, would probably look at tape and be like, oh, I didn't do this the way I should have done it. I could have done this better. Because he wouldn't be that good if he didn't do that. Okay? And so the best people, Tom Brady's always trying to make himself better. He didn't just stop getting better at football. He always tries to make himself better. Not a Patriots fan, but I give, him and Bill credit.
Well, again, I mean, I kind of feel like all this ties together. The failures, the learning experience, mm-hmm. the more you do, the repetition. Mm-hmm. Like, it all kind of catch 22 and domino in the right direction.
Attitude and character.
You just got to, do it, mm-hmm. Like, Nike says it very well. Just do it.
Yeah.
Literally. That's the best bit of advice ever.
Yeah. But go easy on yourself. But you need to make the assessment, because the only person responsible for you is you. If you're listening to this, you're probably an adult. And if you're a teenager, we have curse words, so you probably should be listening to this. But if you are, like teenagers don't curse, right? But
I think
a good life lesson. And this is why I go back to this, is why organized sports. I know some people that are just totally against any kind of sport, whether even if it's martial arts or jiu-jitsu. Like, oh, my son wants
why
to do this.
But I'm against,
well, because there's like the old musician camp where you're like.
So you want your son to be a trombonist?
That's for a bunch of. Like,
don't get me wrong, you need to know both.
Like,
I'm not
rock
bashing
bands,
instruments.
Punk bands. But like, absolutely. Some people have the old, oh, that's just for jocks and blah, blah,
no.
blah, blah,
I mean,
blah,
you need
blah,
to
blah,
know
blah,
multiple
blah.
Skills in life.
Yeah. And but there's something that teaches you. Like, wrestlers are really good at this, because wrestlers get pushed.
Jack
hard,
of all trade,
right?
Master of none.
And people that, because you learn that you're responsible for how well you do. And you're going to get beat by people who work harder than you. That's just what happens. So it's better to learn it when you're 9. 10, 11, and 12, 13, 14, 15, than it is to figure it out when you're 24 and mommy stops coddling you, and then all of a sudden you're left in a world where you're not equipped to handle.
You know, it's. I was just thinking, I always get these visuals popping back in my head. Uh-huh. As many times as I have laid the beat down, I have got my ass beat just as many times. Like, so I remember back, because I played on AAU travel ball, which is the highest level of basketball, and I played on a team where we played Team California, and they beat us so bad they had to turn the scoreboard off.
Oh.
Literally. And it was just like, man, they were throwing dunks down. This is eighth grade. They were throwing dunks down. I could dunk in eighth grade too, actually. So, but these, like, beyond, like, they were throwing off the backbone, wham. I was like, oh, crap. Like, we're going to get fucking whooped. And we did. But, I mean, everyone has those losses. Did we quit? I mean, no. I mean, it kind of fired me up more. I was like, fuck yeah, but, it takes, and that's kind of a mindset. I don't think we really talk about that, but mindset is just being able to get beat and not quitting.
Mm-hmm. There's always a badder motherfucker out there.
There's always a bigger fish.
My dad
always
told me that.
Always a bigger fish.
My dad would be like, you got to know how to handle yourself, but you go looking for trouble, you're going to find it. And no matter how bad you are, there's a badder motherfucker out there somewhere.
Absolutely. 100%.
So, yeah. So somewhere there's, but you might be Mike Tyson, and then somewhere out there's some other guy that's beat the shit out of Mike Tyson somewhere. So,
I would like to say in the prime, there's no one's gonna beat Mike Tyson.
I think so.
No way.
I think so.
You've watched those tapes.
You don't think that there was some badass street fighter out there somewhere that could
in the prime of Mike Tyson, no.
Who might have been 6'6" and 300 pounds.
No.
Okay, look, Mike Tyson was only like 210 pounds.
Yeah, but dude,
there's a 320 pound badass dude out there that could kick his ass.
I can't even see his fist.
Oh, in the boxing ring.
So fast.
For sure.
I can't even see him.
For sure. But there's some dude who's just got out of prison who's just going to poke him
in the
fucking eyes,
Iron
punch
Mike.
Him in the throat. You know what I mean? Like,
we might need to come to Dave's house, Mike.
We need to show
your dominance again.
So you don't think that there was some Navy SEAL with heavy combat experience that could just beat up Mike Tyson
Negative.
Back in the heyday? Really?
No. I'd like to hear everyone else's opinion.
This
on
is
that.
Interesting. We should do this. So comment below.
I would say, and this is in his prime. This isn't now. Obviously, he's old.
No, this is him when he was
this
like 22.
This is him in his prime. His best fighting, when no one wanted to fight him because he's fucking literally knocking people out in six seconds.
Yeah. Well, you know what's bullshit? I see these. There was like on Facebook, people be like, "Who would win a fight in their prime, Bruce Lee or Mike Tyson?" And it's like,
it's not like
who
even
the fuck
same...
thinks Bruce Lee's gonna. Bruce Lee was like 130 pounds, bro.
Yeah, he was fast as
bro,
shit.
You could take a medium trained martial artist who's in a lower level MMA company, like not even Bellator, who's like a mid range guy. He's still gonna kick the shit out of Bruce Lee if he's 200 pounds.
Ooh, I don't know.
Okay, there's only so much you can do with size. Okay, if
true,
the guy off the street who has zero fighting experience gets his ass kicked by the best trained 135 pound guy, right? Okay, old man who knows how to fight in a bar who's 220 pounds beats up Conor McGregor maybe. So, right? Okay, there's only so much you can do strength wise, right? Think about it. Okay.
Conor McGregor's a bitch.
Well, so I did not say that. I'm just saying there's only so much you can do with size.
No, you know why I don't really like him? It's not that his fighting style is good. It's he's too cocky for me to and he brought that cockiness to the ring and Khabib just teed off on
he
his
bought
ass.
His own bullshit is a problem.
Oh, I love it when that happens.
But I
was in a room.
But I appreciate the entertainment value of all.
I liked what he got his ass.
I like
that.
Was
great.
I like it. I like.
I was in a room full of Conor McGregor friends. I'm just like, yes. Like, yeah. I just don't like the cockiness. But if you're humble and you walk in like, what's his name? Pacquiao, very humble guy. Mm-hmm. Like watching him fight. Mythical. Very.
I like that. I don't like watching him fight because they're boring fights.
Well, you see what I'm saying though.
Pow, pow. Well, that's another thing. Okay, what does he fight at?
Pacquiao.
About that weight, right? So. Pacquiao versus Mike Tyson. Who wins? Like, who wins?
Okay.
Pacquiao in a boxing ring versus any fighter who's a light heavyweight.
Okay.
Who wins that fight?
Okay, you get to a certain point, though. Like I've witnessed myself in Strongman. Like, I've seen my buddy Jesse. Mm-hmm. 231 is, like, raw pressing with no jump. 405, a strict bar press above his head. Mm-hmm. With no jump, just grabs the bar, lifts from the squat rack, presses it over his head. I'm just like, at 231 pounds, raw power. I'm just like, what? So, I mean, I feel like you get to a certain weight and you can develop power.
Yeah. It's just, there's only so much you could do with strength of somebody.
Right. And
you can just keep their head, push them, you know, bam, 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 like, right. Like Three Stooges. So, it's just, there's only so much you can do, no matter what anybody tells you. So
eat that Wheaties in the morning and steak for dinner.
How did we get on that? Honest assessment.
I don't know. That
right?
was a, yeah. So, the, I don't know, but yeah. I'd like to hear everyone's comment on that. Who do you guys think would
Bruce Lee or
no
or
no
Mike
I'm,
Tyson?
Mike Tyson in his prime is gonna knock anyone the fuck out.
Most people said Bruce Lee in this little poll thing, which was I was like,
wait, winning in a fight with Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, hell. Because he knows this is. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I said just the size.
Hell no.
Even if Bruce Lee was like the same weight as Mike Tyson, I still think Mike Tyson wins the fight. So.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, well, we're super off topic.
I feel like he's a stronger puncher, but maybe that's because of the size.
They're both
maybe
really, really fast.
Difference.
Anyway, is that it? Is that what we got on this one? What do we got?
Is it?
I don't know. What's the topic on this one?
The topic was make periodic honest assessments about yourself without judging yourself too much.
That was about it. You just look at your life, you know?
Yeah. But don't judge yourself too much. Make an honest assessment, but don't get too hard on yourself. Don't be the person that's like, woe is me. I'm terrible at this. And also don't be the person that's like, it's everybody else's fault. It's your fault. But it's okay because it's always your fault. And it's you have the solution as well as the problem. So that's the good news. Is you have the ability to fix anything that you want in your life eventually, or as best that it can be fixed. So you are the solution as well as the problem. So think of it that way. We're the Success Layers, and we'll see you on the next episode. Later.
Later, guys.